left off last week, we were discussing the Chiddush of Reb Chaim, that the third parasha of Kriya Shema also takes on the status of being a deraisa, and the deraisa is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because the Rambam's unique understanding that Zichir Tzitzis Torah is not a mitzvah for Hatzma, but rather it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samachu Shemayim. So this is in direct contrast to a piece in the Sheges Aryeh. The Sheges Aryeh assumes the Dava Pasha, the opposite than Reb Chaim. The Sheges Aryeh assumes that there are actually two different mitzvahs, and the Sheges Aryeh points out that the Zmanim of the mitzvahs are so radically different from one another, that's the biggest proof that there are actually two different mitzvahs. The Sheges Aryeh argues that when it comes to Kriya Shema, so there's a very specific Zman. This is Zman Shechita, this is Zman Kima, and we'll talk a little bit more later as to exactly how that plays out. But there's this very specific Zman Kima, and the Mishnah says that you have to say Kriya Shema before the end of Gimel Shaos. You have to Gimel Shaos till the nobody's really getting up after Gimel Shaos. Whereas when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no such halacha. I guess the Sheges Aryeh. See, a person woke up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and forgot to say Kriya Shema. So according to Sheges Aryeh, they should still say Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Daraisa, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is a function of Kol Yemei Chayecha, as long as it's Yom. So there's a mitzvah Yom. So there's Laila, there's a mitzvah Laila. So the Sheges Aryeh says that Kriya Shema Luchud and Yetzias Mitzrayim Luchud. But Reb Chaim would respond that that's not true. Reb Chaim would say that if a guy wakes up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so not only did you miss Kriya Shema, you missed Yetzias Mitzrayim because there is no kiyum, there is no mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim independent of Kriya Shema. So this running machloikis between the Sheges Aryeh and Reb Chaim also plays out in terms of what a woman's potential obligation is vis-a-vis Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that concerning Kriya Shema. So the Mishnah says explicitly in the beginning of the third parak of Brachas, women of Turos from Kriya Shema, that's a din min haTorah because it's a Zman Graba. But it's not clear whether women are obligated in Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. So there is machlokes the Magen Avraham and the Sheges Aryeh about this. And the Magen Avraham claims that women are obligated in Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, the same as men, because it's not a Zman Graba. He says because there's no minute of the time, there's no day in the year, there's no moment in the calendar when there's no mitzvah. You have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom, you have to say Balayla, Yom Layla, Yom Layla, day, weekday, Shabbos, Chol, Yom Tov, everything. There is no time ever that the mitzvah doesn't apply, and therefore it's not a Zman Graba. They have women are chayavos. And the Sheges Aryeh disagrees. The Sheges Aryeh says, no, that's not called the non-Zman Grama. That is a Zman Grama, because there are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah by Yom, and there's a mitzvah by Laila. The mitzvah by Yom cannot be performed by Laila. The mitzvah by Laila cannot be performed by Yom. So therefore, that qualifies as a Zman Grama. Therefore, women are pturos. So this, Machloik is the Magen Avraham, the Sheges Aryeh, they're both assuming that Yetzias Mitzrayim is clearly not part of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, the Mishnah says women are pturos from. So how in the world can the Magen Avraham say that women are chayavos in Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Magen Avraham is also assuming like the Sheges Aryeh that there are two different mitzvahs. Kriya Shema is not part of Kriya Shema. There are two different mitzvahs. You can be potter from one chayav and the other. The whole Nekudas HaMachloik is the Magen Avraham, the Sheges Aryeh is, do you qualify mitzvahs that have two parts to them? Each part is a Zman Grama. Is that called a Zman Grama, or is that called, look at in the totality of the mitzvah, that's not called Zman Grama? But there was never a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Sheges Aryeh about the relationship between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriya Shema, that they're two very, very different mitzvahs. Women can be pturos from one chayavas and the other. But according to Reb Chaim, this machlokes is a non-starter. According to Reb Chaim, it doesn't even get off the ground, this machlokes. According to Reb Chaim, there is no mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's part of Kriya Shema. Women are pturos of Kriya Shema, it's a Mishnah. So of course women are pturos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So a core part of this is a running machlokes as to what the nature of the third parasha of Kriya Shema is all about. Is it really, really part of Kriya Shema per se, or is it really a separate mitzvah? Everybody agrees that there is a pasuk chumash b'shach b'chol v'kumecha. Everyone agrees there is some kind of a concept of a zman when these mitzvahs are supposed to be performed. We mentioned last week that according to one opinion of the Gemara, we probably don't pasuk like midaraisa, you can pick whichever parasha you want, and then midarabanan you have to say dafka kriya shema. We pasuk like the other opinion that you have to say these parshas, the first pasuk, the first parasha, the two parshas, two, whatever you think the mitzvah is. But the din of b'shach b'chol v'kumecha is going on the words of kriya shema itself. So how exactly do we define this term b'shach b'chol v'kumecha? So we're learning Chalik Aleph, we're learning Chalik Beis, we're talking about Zman Shechiva, we're going to talk about it, hopefully because it impacts on Zman Kima as well. But when it comes to Zman Kima, so there's a very famous Machlokes HaTanoim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, when is the Sof Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? So Rabbi Eliezer says the Sof Zman of Kriya Shema Shacharis is Neitzacham, a sunrise. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, he says, no, it goes till 3 hours into the day. What exactly is the Machlokes? So the Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you follow Rov Bnei Adam. So Rov Bnei Adam are up already by Neitzachama, even though in today's society probably that's not the case. But most of the poskim assume we follow the zman that we nikva matan Torah. There was one of the echorim suggested maybe zman krishma should change according to the time and place, but that was not accepted by halacha. So we paskin that zman krishma is a function of what the normal sleeping patterns were, the zman matan Torah, which were the normal sleeping patterns until Thomas Edison. People would generally go to sleep in a gadoch, they would wake up in early in the morning. So comes Rabbi Eliezer and says, since most people are already up by the time the sun rises, so that's the Selzman Krishma. After the sun rises, too late. It's not called of Kamecha anymore. And Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, since the B'nai Malachim, the princes, are still laying in bed until 3 hours into the day, they have nothing to do anyway, so they have, they're still sleeping for another 3 hours, so that's also called of Kamecha. Why did Rabbi Yeshua follow the Yechid? Very strange. The Rabbi Eliezer is right. The Gemara says, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua on this one. We almost always follow Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says, at the beginning of Masechet Zedidah, there are four cases that we pass like the same sugya we talked about this morning. The Gemara says, there are four cases that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So, generally speaking, when there's Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, we almost always follow Rabbi Yeshua. So how come we follow Rabbi Yeshua? It doesn't seem to be correct. How could you follow just the Yechidim? Normally, the Dini Atar Nifra Basa the Raiv. So the Ramban and the Melchamas in the beginning of Bracha suggests that Rabbi Yeshua derived his din from the Lashon HaTorah, because the Torah says B'shach B'cha U'V'Kumecha, the Lashon Yachid. Pashas Krishna was given the Lashon Yachid. That's the teach, that's this halacha, that unlike Kol HaTorah Kulu, we follow the robe in terms of being Kavei Shiurim, this particular Shia of Zman Krishna was Nifra Basa the Yachid. Now again, if you have one Meshugan, who gets up at 2 in the morning, that's not even a Yachid, that's Batla Taita, it's a Taskaladar. You have to have at least a significant minority. So if you have a significant minority, I don't know whether you need a Mira Motzer or not, like this morning Shia, but you need a significant minority, and the B'nai Malachim constitute a significant minority, and the Zman Krishma is Nikva Basa them. So that's what we pass in unequivocally. The Halacha we pass in Zman Krishma ends 3 hours into the day. The Ramban has a Chiddush, also beginning of Brachas, that although we pass in that Meikra Din, you can say Krishma for the first 3 hours, it is a Lechatchila on a level of Derais that actually say Krishma before Netzachama, since that's the Pshut HaShemikra, since that's the Pashup Shad is that until Netz is the real Zman of Kima, even though we're Marba, the Torah is Marba of Kamech B'Losh and Yochid, the Lechet Chila and the love of their eyes, he's supposed to try to do it before Netzachama. What kind of Halach is that? It's a very strange concept. That there's a lechachilu deraisa. That's a big machlokes in Rishonim. Do we even have such concepts as lechachilus deraisa? There's a Ritva, the beginning of Masechet Sukkah, claims that the concept of lechachilu b'diavad doesn't exist in the Torah world. In the Torah world, everything is either black or white. There's no gray. There's no lechachilu do it this way, b'diavad you do it that way. Shesel chach is yedem way. Either it's also muta potter, potter chayev kosher treif. There is no in betweens. So if you find the lechachilu, the Ritva writes in Sukkah, always by definition going to be nechumah mid the rabbanon. And Taisa Maseches Nita disagrees. Taisa says that you can have lechachilas midaraisa by mitzvah, so you cannot have them as by matirim. Let's say by tefila b'mikvah. Tefila b'mikvah is not really a mitzvah, it's a matir. So you can't have a concept that lechachila, you should go to the mikvah this way, but the avi, you go the other way. That doesn't exist in the Torah. Because if the whole goal of going to the mikvah is to make the person tor, so if I became tor, so Zion, I'm tor. So I'm tor, I'm tor. So what do you mean, I lechachila, I'm tor? I'm tor, I'm tor. When it comes to mitzvahs, where there's no chalois, the mitzvah is just to do a ma'isa mitzvah, so it is nitan le'omer, says Taisa, she can have a lechachila on love of their eyes. So the Ramban, in the beginning of Brachas, is assuming like that, Taisus, that you can have lechachila on their eyes, at least by mitzvahs. What kind of a lechachila is it? Very much the kind of a lechachila. What kind of a lechachila is this? Now, lechachila with their eyes, you should try to say Kriyash before Netzachama. So this is probably linked to an idea that some folks can have, what's called the mitzvah lechachila, kaim pshuto shemikra, where the Torah gives us a din. And according to the Tesh B'Chsav, it appears to be that you're supposed to do the mitzvah B'Tzura X, and then the Tesh B'Pez Mar, but you can even do it, even not B'Tzura X. Even Tzura Y and Z is also good. So since the Tesh B'Chsav presents the Tzura Sa Mitzvah in a certain manner, so there are some who say there's an Inyan L'Chadchila, some say Midirabon, and some say maybe Midiraisa, to do a mitzvah L'Chadchila, Kafi Mashenichta with the Tesh B'Chsav. That's a tricky thing. Sometimes the Tershiva uproots the Tershiva Chsav, like the Ayin Tachas Ayin. So nobody would say, when you have a Din Torah, the Yom is trying to figure out what to do. Should we take the guy's eye out, or should we make him pay the money? So if a Dayan says, you know, the Chachil, we want to do it at stake, the Chumash, we're going to take his eye out. So that's ridiculous. That's Kfira. That's a Bikarsis. Because there, the Tershiva Peh is coming to tell me that that's Chlal, not what the Kamanas of Torah is. But sometimes you have a din is presented in the Chumash, and the Deish of the Tesh of the Pes saying, you should really do it in this way. But if you didn't do it this way, so it's also okay. So when the Torah presents it in such a manner, so then some Rishonim say there's an inyan l'chayim to do it in the way it's described in the Torah. Moshel ba David Omer, the Gemara says in the end of Maseches Yevamos that when you do a chalitza, so the din is that the Yavam doesn't have to own the shoe for chalitza. It says v'chotzono, it says v'chotzono alo, it has to be his shoe. So the Gemara says no, because it also says beis chalitza na'al riba, the word na'al, from the fact that one place the Torah writes the word na'al, not na'alo, that's marbe, that even if the Yavam doesn't own the shoe, so the chalitza is also good. The Gemara says in Yevamos, nevertheless, the chedchili is supposed to give the shoe to the Yavam. Why do you have to give? If the Torah Shel Rebbe just told you that it's okay, what are you giving it to him for? So the Rishonim got two reasons for that difference. The one reason is because you want to make sure the shoe fits. Because if it's his shoe, then it's a good chance it's going to fit. If it doesn't fit, Lagamri, you can't walk on it, then it's possible it's not a shoe for him. So some say it's just the chedchili, just to remind us to make sure that the shoe fits. And others say no. The reason why the chedchili, the shoe should belong to him, is because we want him to kaiyam shoot the shemikol. We want him fulfilled. As I state, the chumash b'chol to nolam yaraglo. But the evidence, if you forgot to do it, the chalitza is going to be good. The chedchili is supposed to do it this way. I remember years ago, the first time I saw a chalitza, it was in the yeshiva. I happened to be learning Yevamos. The yeshiva wasn't learning Yevamos. I happened to be learning Yevamos that year, and there was a chalitza in the yeshiva, and there was an older Yavam and Yavama, and they were much more proficient in Yiddish. So there's all Seder Chalitza. So in Shulchan Aruch printed all the questions and answers and all the Seder HaDvarim, how to run a Chalitza. And then it was translated, Yossi has the Chalitza, you know, step by step how to run a Chalitza. So this couple didn't understand Hebrew, and the English wasn't so great. They were an elderly couple, they wanted to do it and they felt more comfortable doing it in Yiddish. So one of the Dayanim was retranslating it back in Yiddish. So he was reading in English, and then he was translating back in Yiddish. So everyone got a little bit to flake in the middle, got some submission in the middle. So at one point, they forgot, they missed a line in the Seder Chalitza, they forgot to be marked with the shoe to the Yavam. So the Dayan, the Dayan, put the shoe on the Yavam's foot, and he tied it. It takes 20 minutes to tie the shoe. And then all of a sudden, somebody realized that they forgot to be marked. So I was learning Yavamos that, yeah, I realized it, but I was a little kid at the time. I didn't want to say anything to the three old Dayanim, but I realized that they forgot to do that. So I kept quiet, because the din is that the Yavam is going to be good anyway. So then all of a sudden, there was a little hush at the time of the Chalitza, one of the Dayanim realized we forgot to be marked for the shoe. So it would have been a big pain in the neck to start untying, take another 20 minutes to untie the shoe, put it back on again, to make a kidding like one. Normally we just do a kidding like bar on the shoe. So the Dayan had a good chap. The din is you can do a kidding like bar with your goof also. So we told Yavam to pick his foot up in the three tefachim off the ground, so then he was kind of the shoe with a kidding like bar, and then they proceeded with the Chalitza. Anyway, so back to the story. So even if they would have forgotten, Lagamri, the Chalitza with Yavam would have been good. So it could be that's what the Ramban is driving at here also, that the Torah says Uvkumecha. So we know what Uvkumecha means. Kumecha means before sunrise, when most people are getting up. Elawat, the Torah Shabbat Pet is all that you can say it even until 3 hours, because Shekei Dech B'nei Malachim Alamoy B'Gimel Shos. So B'diyav, it's okay until 3 hours. But L'chadchila, on the level of their eyes, is supposed to stay before nights. Some people are machmir for this Ramban, most people are not too machmir for this Ramban. Most of us are not so careful about this Ramban. Most of us get up late in the morning. We don't get up at 4:30 in the morning just to jump to say Kriya Shema before Nates. Most of us rely on the fact that there's probably no such lachet. The Gemara itself doesn't have this lachet chil, and Shulchan Aruch, this Ramban is not quoted. So we assume halacha that until 3 hours you're good to go. But after 3 hours, you're in a big problem. After 3 hours, so you're not yotze. Pasha says you're not yotze with the raisa. So there is a...
How does that work with davening Shemoneh Esrei right after davening Shema? Shema is supposed to be before Nates, and
right.
Shemoneh Esrei can't be before
Right,
Nates.
So that's exactly what Vesikin is. Vesikin is supposed to be. It's supposed to say Kriya Shema a minute before Nates. And supposed to, that's exactly what Vesikin means. It's supposed to say Kriya Shema right before Nates, then Shemoneh Esrei right at Nates. This din that if you missed Zvan Kriya Shema, you missed the 3 hours, so you're not Yotze, is that a din with the Raisa? Is that only a din with the Rabbanon? So Poshim Shad, that's a din with the Raisa of Kumecha, that's the Shiva. It's bad enough that we don't accept Rabbi Loza Shia, but Rabbi Shua Shia, we passed Rabbi Shua's man, so there's nothing to talk about. Avadi not Yotze min HaTorah. So even though that's the din, that's how we all later Achmarim assumed, there was a Kesef Mishnah that said otherwise. Kesef Mishnah was bought with the famous Kasha. The first Mishnah in Baruch says that there was Machlekes HaTanoim. When is the Sovzman Kriya Shema for Kriya Shema Shal Arvis? So Rabbi Eliezer's, we don't pass the Lezer Shita was, that you have to finish Kriya Shema Shal Arvis before 4 hours into the night. At Sofashma Rishon, the first 4 hours of the night. And everybody else disagreed. The Chomer, everyone else disagreed. And they basically held that Minotaur could say Kriya Shema the whole night. There was a Machlekes, or Mungalil, and the Chomer, should we make a Gzeirah Darabonin or not? So Leo said there's no need to make a Gzeirah Darabonin, but Lechachili could say it to Allah Shachar. and or maybe even later. And the Chacham said, no, but the Rabbanon, the Chachilu, we should tell you to say a dafka before Chatzais, because Bishum Siyag. That's the first Mishnah in Brachas. But both the Chacham and Rabbi Gamliel agreed that Ikaron, the Minatari, you could say it the whole night. And Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. What was in the Kudus of Machalik between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon and Rabbi Gamliel? Why did Rabbi Eliezer insist that Minatari have to say it the first 4 hours? So basically, the Gemara and Rashi explains that the idea is as follows: that they had a fundamental machlokes as to how to type the word of Rishach Bucha. What does Rishach Bucha mean? So Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that Rishach Bucha means at a time when you are going to sleep. So people went to sleep soon after dark. The biggest bas medium went to sleep 4 hours into the night. The candles burned for a little bit, they lit a little bit, and tried. Nobody stayed up the whole night. Nobody has enough money to buy candles for the whole night. So nobody's staying up the whole night. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, by the time 4 hours into the night have passed, that's already too late. That's already past the point of B'shach B'cha. And everybody else disagreed. Why did everyone else disagree? Because everyone else understood that the word B'shach B'cha means not when you are going to sleep, but when you are sleeping. I'm Shachei B'Amita. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm also Shachei B'Amita. I'm also lying down in my bed. So if I happen to be up at that time, I can be Yotzi Krishma D'Araisa. So that's a fundamental machlok, is how to teach possible. The word in Chumash is B'shach B'cha mean B'zman Shaholech Lishkav. Or the Shrach Chomin, the Zban Sheshochev. So we don't accept Rabbi Eliezer. We paskin like Rabbi Gamliel and the Chum. We show them whether we paskin from Gamliel's version that there's no Din Rabbanan, or the Chum's version that there is Din Rabbanan. Everyone agrees that Minatoya, we paskin. You can say Krishman all night. How can you say Krishman all night? Because we paskin that Bishop Chum means as long as you are sleeping. So the Kesavishna asks the Bomb Kash of the Universe Krishma, how come we don't follow that model to Krishma Shel Shachris as well? And we should be able to say Kriyash Mashal Shachris calls Man Shani come. So right now, the time's now. Now it's 4:50. And he come Achshav. I'm up right now. I'm awake. I happen not to be awake right now as I'm speaking. I'm half asleep, but I'm Kani come right now. So comes because the Mishnah says a person is awake when it's 4:30 in the afternoon. So that should be good enough to be Yetzi Kriyashma of Kumecha. So the same way B'shach B'cha means 4 o'clock in the morning of Kumecha should be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Mishnah says that you're not Yotzi after 3 hours. So I guess the Mishnah says it must be that's a Chumah Midi Rabbanu. That's guess the Mishnah is you say that that's only a Chumah Midi Rabbanu. Midi Raisa, you attack Yotzi the entire day. There is no Zman Kriyashma. Please don't tell anybody I said that because the Mishnah said it. Midi Raisa, there's no Zman Kriyashma. So the Magen Avram says that he doesn't think that's correct. The Magen Avram is a Rai against the Kesa Mishnah. Magen Avram says that if the Kesa Mishnah would be right, that there's no real Zman Kriyashma, Midi Raisa, in the morning, and there's Taka Nogzman Sovzman Krishma at night, it turns out there's not a second on the clock, but there's no mitzvah Krishma. You could say Krishma Shal Arvis all night, you say Krishma Shal Shachris all day. So Gloy Milson, the Krishma is a never ending mitzvah. And as a never ending mitzvah, it should be a mitzvah zesesh enes ban grama. And therefore, women should be chayavas. And that is wrong, because the Mishnah says the Beirish, women up to us from Krishma. How could the Mishnah say in the third pack of brachas that women up to us from Krishma, it's a classic enes ban grama, if the Kesef Mishnah is right? So that Magen Avraham is L'shitasa B'Tzias Mitzrayim. The Magen Avraham asked that question because he assumed that when you have a mitzvah, there's two components to it. We said before, there's two parts of the mitzvah. If there's never a minute on the clock that either one of those mitzvahs doesn't apply, that's called Einas Man Grama. So the Sheikh Isai never would have asked that question, because the Sheikh Isai's opinion was you don't look at the whole mitzvah in its totality, you look at the different components, and if each part is Man Grama, it's true. Maybe the Kesavish is 100% right, says the Sheikh Isai. It could be that it's Ban Shchiva is the whole night, it's Ban Kibbutz all day, and there's not a second on the clock that can be Yotze Kriyashma, but they're different Kriyashmas. I can be Yotze B'shach b'cha, b'shach b'cha, nish b'kumecha, 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 nish b'shach b'cha. So according to the Sheikh Isai, even if the Kesef Mishnah is right, that doesn't prove that it's a mitzvah zesesh and it's mangrava. So the Magen Avraham's kash is nishkin kash, according to the Sheikh Isai. But afa b'chein, the Magen Avraham says he doesn't think it's right. We never find any Mishnah, doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara that Zman Kriyashma in the morning is only a chumah midir abanan. So shalachas al min aveir, it can't be, it's not shayach. So what's the answer to the Kesef Mishnah's kasha? How could B'shach B'cha mean one thing and B'kumecha mean something else? So the Magen Avraham says he doesn't think the kasha was a kasha b'chlal. The Magen Avraham says, why is it not a kasha b'chlal? Because in Dikduk, the word kima means a different word. Lakum means to get out of bed, to awaken in the morning. So you don't say about a person at 3 o'clock, and he come, unless he just got up that minute. You say, ani shechev b'mita, 3 o'clock in the morning when you're fast asleep, ani shechev b'mita, I'm sleeping in my bed. I'm laying down in my bed. But you don't say, ani kam min amita at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Kam doesn't mean to be in the state of being awake. The word kam means lakum, to get up, to stand up. When you stand out of bed, that's called bizban uvkumecha. So nobody stands out of bed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The very word lakum doesn't have that connotation. So L'maisa, whatever you agree with the dikta, don't agree with the dikta, the gezmish is really a das yoch. Nobody passes like this. We pass it unequivocally with halacha. And when it's not yaitzeh, the mitzvah of kriyashma at all, not even a love of deraisa, one does not fulfill the mitzvah after the zman akima. When is the zman akima? We pass the Rebbe Shua, the cooler version that is gimel shals. How do you calculate the gimel shals? This was a famous machlokes among the Avraham and the Gra. In general, how do you calculate zman ayayim? The Mishnah speaks in so many places about gimel shals and dal shals and plagaminchas. There's so many different zman ayayim that are thrown around the sefer brachas. How do you calculate zman ayayim? So there are two starting points and two ending points. So according to the Magen Avraham, the starting point is the halachic beginning of the day. The halachic beginning of the day is Alos HaShachar. That's what the Mishnah says in Megillah, that if a guy shakes a lulav or blows shofar, says halal, after Alos HaShachar, he's yaitzi b'diyevet. L'chadchil, you should wait till nights, but b'diyevet, he's yaitzi even in Alos HaShachar. So that's the beginning of the day. When is the sov zman of the day, the ikra din of the end of the day, as tzitz kechavim? We have to refrain from halacha Friday afternoon, even before tzitz kechavim, because we're not quite sure what's going on during Ben HaShmashah. So it's hard for us to tell exactly when the tchilas halayil is. But the real shiur is Tzitz Kechavim. So comes along and Avraham says, if the halachic day begins in the morning by Elos HaShachar, it ends with Tzitz Kechavim, so the halachic hours are not 60 minutes. They're divided into 12 halachim. You take all the amount of time between Elos and Tzitz Kechavim, you divide it into 12 portions, that's the halachic hour, and three of those portions are over. You've reached the point at the end, the three halachic hours. And the Vilna Gaon disagreed. The Vilna Gaon had a whole cheshbon. He says, no, that's not the correct way to calculate. When the Gaon says that you start from Neitzachama and you end at Shkiasachama, those are the two bookends that Chazal use. Even though the truth is, but Avram's right, that Alos HaShachar is the beginning of day, but in Lashon Chazal, when they evaluated, when they calculated hours, they weren't talking that Lashon. They were talking from sunrise to sunset. Those are the daylight hours for our purposes. So then you start the calculation. It's a very different calculation. Your number is going to be radically different. So it's about Kriyashma, the Magen Avraham is going to be significantly earlier than the Grub, because the Magen Avraham got a jump start of an hour and a half before. You started already from Los HaShachar, so obviously it's about Kriyashma. They're going to meet Bechatzois, and then they're going to end up together at the end. But there are going to be so many parts along the way that they're going to disagree. So how do we paskin halacha on this? So the Mishnah Berurah kind of leaves it hanging. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's machlokes apoiskim. It's not a good idea to be mekel. It's shav deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to be noted. It's a good idea to be machmer in the shaila. But many of the later poskim were mekel outright in this. Ramosha writes in the Shuvah. The famous Shuvah. He writes that the minigan in the yeshivas in Lithuania. I don't know. Chaim had a yeshiva also in Lithuania. I don't know what they did in Radin. But Ramosha's meyer that the minigan in the yeshivas in Lithuania was to be mekel in the shaila. They were daven later. And they were not cheshish for the Magen Avraham Zman. They followed the Vilna Gaon Zman. That was Nimna Vagram, where Moshe says that was the Minigan Lito. And Shulchan Aruch Harav also writes this way. And therefore, the Moshe writes that he thinks that this running Machlaikas, he says he thinks that the Gron, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, or Basroi, and then the later postkim, and they were Mamash at the Kach, the Machri, and the Shaila, and he thinks that's the Ikra then. The Ikra then follows the Zman of the Gron. Those who want to be Mach, for the Magen Avraham Zman. But those who want to rely on the Gra have a right to do so. That's what the minigan in most of the shuls in our communities is. It's the minigan in many of the yeshivas, that they're not so makbid on the Magen Avraham Zman. The Ikra Din is already in Nimna V'Gamru, like the Vilna Gaon. Okay. The Gemara has a whole discussion on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Brachas that if a person says Kriyashma after the Zman, so Lohivsit Kerma Karba Torah. They're very, very strange Lashon. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Lohivsit Kerma Karba Torah? So the Gemara says, it means Lohivsit Brachas. That you could still say the Brachas Kriyashma even though you missed the Zman. That, maybe that's what you heard about the fourth hour. You could still say the brachas that surround Kriyashma both before and afterwards, even though you missed about Kriyashma, you could still say the brachas. What does that mean? So the brachas, when, who, what, where, what does that mean? So that's a big machlokes of Rishonim. So the Rashba says, what that means is, you could say the brachas, because the brachas of Kriyashma are misnomer. They're not really brachas Kriyashma, they're really brachas at tefillah. And we call them brachas Kriyashma, we have nothing else to call them, but they're really a chelik of tefillah. And therefore they're bound, they're covered by the Zman of Tefillah, not the Zman of Kriyashma. The Zman of Tefillah is Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And we paskin, the Gemara paskins explicitly, the Pasuk Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sov Zman Tefillah is the end of 4 hours. So you have a whole extra hour to daven Shachar. So therefore, according to the Rashba, you have the whole extra hour to say Birchas Kriyashma as well. If you missed the Zman of Tefillah Shachar, then l'chor you wouldn't be able to say Birchas Kriyashma anymore, according to this Rashba's understanding. And presumably, after 4 hours, that's already the Sov Zman Tefillah. So that statement is not 100% true, and there are other Rishonim have a little bit of a different twist on what does that mean, Lohivsit Brachas. So the Rambam seems to say that you can say the Birchas Kriyashma the entire day, which is a startling thing based on what? I could say the Birkas Krishna all day. Kriyat Shema is over already. Man Tefillah is over already. I have to say the Brachas all day. So the Kesef Mishnah says, oh, that's my proof. That's the proof to my Yisayid. That you really are going to take Kriyat Shema. That the whole bit of Zman Kriyat Shema is only a Chumim and the Rabbanon. But in the Ikmikur, then you really are going to take Kriyat Shema even 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And therefore you can make the Brachas. But again, that's a Das Yachid. We don't really follow that Kesef Mishnah. We don't follow that Ram either. We pass it that you can only say the Brachas of Kriyat Shema. Even though it's past 3 hours, you could say it until the end of the fourth hour. Then there's a further machlokes. I post game, maybe you could say it to chatzos also. Why? My high to chatzos. So the riff of the Rambam right in Bracha is that even though we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, you can only daven shachos till 4 hours, but somehow you can still daven shachos to chatzos also. What does that mean? So there's a big machlokes. I post game, is that like tashlumen or is that like a bidiyavid kind of a zman? It's almost like a zman tefillah lechachil, a zman tefillah bidiyavid. So it's not clear, even though in Shulchan Aruch we pass game, that you can say Shmoneh Esrei, 11 o'clock tomorrow, guy wakes up late, it's not, you have chatzel, so you can still daven Shmoneh Esrei. It's not 100% sure, is that really daven Shacharis, or is that really just a tashlum of Shacharis? So the nachkamina would be, can you say Birchas Kriyashma at that point? Because Birchas Kriyashma are a function of Tefillah Shacharis, like the Rashba, so do you have a right to say Birchas Kriyashma at that point? That's a big machlokes, I suppose. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha is back and forth, and quotes in the Shias Yaakov, let's make a little bit. If it really wasn't the guy's fault, the guy mamash feels bad, he missed my Kriyat Shema, he missed my Tefillah, he missed everything, he woke up at 11:30 in the morning, so he could probably say Birchas Kriyat Shema at that point, according to some. But again, not everyone agrees. Some say that after the fourth hour, the game's over. So again, according to the Rambam, you can say Birchas Kriyat Shema at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is again a sheet that we don't accept. And the Pashup Shabbos, you can say until the end of the 4 hours, and then the Samach Rambam will willing to give you the extra 2 hours. Somebody asked me a shout this past Friday, it was about 10 minutes before Chatzos. They asked me a shout, they just woke up or whatever, they hadn't daven yet, and they want to know what should they do. What they say, Birchas Kriyat Shema, they want to put the tefillin on them. By the time the Shabbos is over, it's ready, Chatzos. You have to try to figure out a hierarchy, what's the most important thing to do at that point. Okay.
Are you sure that I'm quoting your shares one?